Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
It's almost like Jason Statham needed the paycheck in The Meg.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is Jaws on steroids or Jason Statham needing a check, but the storyline goes a deep-sea submersible is attacked by a massive creature previously thought extinct. The Meg. Interesting special effects. It sort of reeks of Sharknado, and we'll see how serious one can take it. Rainn Wilson from The Office stars along with Jason Statham. Warner's been pumping a lot of money into marketing, but predictions are this one's going to fall kind of flat.
She's coming.
Oh, boy.
It was the largest shark that ever existed.
Thought to have been extinct for 2 million years.
That thing's out there. We need to find it and kill it.
Why don't you just put a tracker on it? Did you guys ever watch Shark Week?
Well, we're into the dog days of summer, so we've got a movie called Dog Days.
We do, and it's a comedy set in L.A. with dog owners and their fluffy little animals and how their lives intertwine and their lives change for the better. Anything that's quasi-family friendly, I'm all thumbs up for.
What is it about dogs that brings us so much joy?
Well, hello.
Do you think I'm ridiculous? Throwing a party for my dog?
No. I went to a doggy wedding last weekend, and it was like surprisingly emotional.
Maybe it's because dogs are the most adorable creatures on the planet.
Her little face looks so angry and happy at the same time.
And there's a horror film, What's Slender Man About?
It's set in Massachusetts, and I guess there's an internet lore about Slender Man who makes people disappear, and these group of kids are out to prove that he doesn't actually exist, and then guess what? One of them disappears.
With eyes closed, clear your thoughts and accept his invitation.
What have we done?
He gets in your head like a virus.
And you got a couple of premieres at the Movie Mill, including a crime drama called American Animals.
Spectacular little film. It's a little rough around the edges. It's a true story of four young men who basically attempt to rip off some art, but the bumbling story just doesn't pan out. And what's interesting, it as the movie goes on, it goes back and forth between the actual people and the movie characters. It's interesting how it's presented.
This library is home to the most valuable book in the United States.
$12 million and only one old lady guarding it.
This is your red pill or blue pill moment, my friend. They're likely to get themselves
in a lot of trouble.
Let's do this.
And a little summer comedy, Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah, certified fresh, like I believe 95% of Rotten Tomatoes, stars Armie Hammer, Danny Glover, Terry Crews. It's set in Oakland. An African-American man is forced to take a telemarketing position, failing miserably until he's given a couple of tips. And it turns out to be a real dark comedy that certainly looks interesting, and the critics are loving it.
And you're also opening Incredibles 2, which is certainly worth a second look. Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's Len Binning from the Movie Mill, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you at the movies.